Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to answer some of your questions tonight. So we kind of decided to have tonight a call-in event for people listening. So just call in, and we'll see what questions we can help you out with here. So we're going to first do is, instead of doing our normal healings of the entities and different things, we're going to bring in the energy of Jesus as he walked the earth here, and we'll bring him in at the age of 7. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. If you're new to this program, scroll down on Creation Light Ship Healing, and we're going to bring in Jesus through the light beam that you're going to find on your monitor screen. So here he comes, age 7. And we'll do probably a few different ages here so you can actually sense the energy of what he brought forward. So here we go. And as I'm talking here, I'm trying to see which one they're bringing through. So this is actually the energy of Jesus as the spirit that held the resonance of his body. Remember, he had many light beams coming into him. But this is the one that was holding the energy of the body. And then as other light beings would come in to do their special tasks, this one would step aside. So this is his physical body, spirit energy coming through. So here it comes. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring it in a little stronger here. So I'll use that word to command the energy. This is why I count and use the word stronger, because you have to command it. So remember, all healing is a command. It's not an asking, it's actually commanding the energy. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, sit back and just feel the energy here. And if you do have a special question, and maybe you're using your phone line and you can't call in and you're on the fast chat, then just request that we answer your question. So here we go. I'm going to bring in some more of the energy. Jesus, age 7. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And the call-in number is 888-815-815-9756. 888-815-9756. So hope we get about 5 or 6 callers tonight. That'd be nice. And if you have never called in before, it's just very simple. Just think you're just talking to Sylvia and myself on the phone. And, you know, even though there's other people listening, it's just very, very casual. Nothing to get worried about or anything else. After all, I'm doing this, you know. And so is Sylvia. So, you know, it's very easy. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here. And hello and welcome, everyone. And it's Wednesday, 9909, and we're here with Ron and the Creation Light Ship to have another wonderful night of healing and questions and answers. And as Ron has said many times, the whole purpose of this radio program is to assist you in connecting to your own divinity, to assist you in going within, and to find out what the Creation Light Ship is all about and the ascension process and how the Light Ship is here to help us prepare for the ascension. So, like Ron said a few minutes ago, tonight we're dedicating this hour to you, to your questions, to your requests for Ron, and to open the space for you to call in with anything that you'd like to ask about or chat about or any kind of healings that you'd like to know more about of the healings that the Creation Lightship is doing, including the ones that are coming up this coming weekend and later this month. So we welcome your calls. The phone number toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-815-9756. So if you can, please go ahead and call. If you're not able to, please ask your questions or your requests on the fast chat, and we'll just see what comes up. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ron.
Okay. Well, I've been talking about 9909 for quite a while, and as soon as you said that, it just resonated with me. And all of a sudden, I go, uh-oh. So remember, I mentioned that a lot of people, possibly out of state, because they like these synchronistic times and energies and dates, etc., tend to bring in the quote-unquote love energy to the planet, thinking that the love energy is no longer here and that they're responsible with their big egos to bring in love energy and to bring in things to us here for this special day. And remember, next year it'll be 10-10-0-10. So anyway, this is happening normally. I think the last probably 10 years on these certain days this happens. So what we're going to do now is have the light chick come and disconnect and take away these energies that, I'll use the word, these do-gooders, New Age people who think they're bringing love into the planet because, you know, naturally it doesn't come here. And they're trying to bring people and connect them to energetic sources outside of themselves, bringing in dark energies of the alien type. So if you're not understanding what I'm talking about, sometimes people go, gee, what's he saying? Well, I would highly recommend looking at the movie The Mist. And then you can get a good clue on what happened. And also, I had somebody mention that they had a photograph in 43, I think it was, 1943, and they did the Philadelphia experiment. I think that was a date on it. But anyway, somebody took a picture, and they saw, because of us fooling around with the energies here for time traveling, et cetera, they actually saw stars of a different universe where they created a hole. And for lack of a better word, we'll just say it's a hole in the auric field of the planet here, just to make it sound very simplistic here. And you could actually see a different universe through that. So whether that's true or not, I would say they did something like that. Whether the photograph was real, I don't know. But anyway, what we're going to do now is take away all these energies, if we can. In fact, the lightship will be doing this here. So you may feel a little bumpy ride. Maybe you felt the day being a little bit off for yourself. And that's because people are bringing in, they think they're bringing in source energy. And they think that source energy somehow forgot us here, and that the Earth spirit, being as big as this whole planet, needs your, you know, minute little grain of sand help to bring love energy to it and other people. Well, the fact is that this is why we have the situation that we have here, because people turned away from living inside and connecting with their spirit, which is within them, and going outside of themselves and bringing in the darkness energies. So this is why we have the problem that we've had. The last problem that we had here, which was awful here in Mount Shasta, and maybe elsewhere, was the firing of the grid. And I don't know exactly when that happened. What was that, about 2 months ago, Sylvia?
Yeah, it was this summer, I think probably around the middle of July.
Yeah, that was awful. The clouds got very dark here. Remember, Mount Shasta here where we are is a very high energy place. And the aliens just love coming here to charge up off the mountain. They don't come here that often. In fact, if you actually live in Mount Shasta, which you may not by listening to the program, but you're going to notice that these lenticular clouds that used to be here daily are hardly ever here in comparison. I'd say that they're only here about maybe 10% of the time. And when they do come and I see them, they're gone within probably a few hours. And I have people that actually have visited here and actually seen them come and go instantly. Do you have any examples of that, Sylvia? Where the light has actually taken out these things?
Well, yeah, it's very interesting to watch how they, you know, the light ship will come in and actually, alleviate those clouds where they would normally stick around longer. And it'd be very interesting to see what happens today, because there are quite a lot of people doing various things on the mountain and around the area, supposedly setting crystals in place on the mountain for 9909 and all kinds of things. And what I found very interesting is that early today, first thing, like at daybreak already, there were just so many chemtrails that had been put down, like the most I've ever seen at one time. And then after that, clouds started rolling in. So it's kind of interesting, I guess. Coincidence is not the right word, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, so let's take away these energies here. So what people do, in case you're a first-time listener and you don't know what I'm really talking about, and you think, what's wrong with bringing in love energy? Well, love energy, whenever you tap to something outside of yourself, you are connecting yourself to some extraterrestrial energy. This is mind energy. So to get us all on the same page, the spirit energy that you have inside of you and the divine energy, source energy, only works in the current moment, only works in the now. So most of the New Agers talk about living in the now. So they got that right, okay? So you want to be in the now to talk to your spirit, and then you're out of time. So we have two energies that are completely opposite, and they're opposing each other. You have the time energy, which is mind. Okay, that's the matrix, we'll call it, mind, time, energy. And then you have being in the moment in the heart. And it's like mixing water and oil. It just doesn't work. And the dark side created the same, if you want to use the word spiritual, I don't want to use the word laws, the spiritual information, we'll just use that term to make it simpler. And they took everything that the light has created, which is free choice, free will, and different ways the light works, and they brought it into the darkness energy, which I call the light of the darkness. This is where people go to who bring back information from a near-death experience. That's really our only way of listening or knowing about what's on the other side, typically, is from people who actually come in and say, yeah, I've been over there, and I saw my relatives, I saw Jesus, I may have seen God. They go on, and they're given a mission, so to speak, which is just forced reincarnation like we have anyway here. And but they feel like they're blessed in a certain way because they were able to see fully what the other side looks like, which is the light of the darkness. Remember, the darkness fabricates true light, and it looks like light to us, but it has a little twist to it. But our mind isn't able to comprehend the difference. So what happens is the people tune into these energies. Somebody will put out an email about a certain date and time, and all the people who want to maybe make world peace here, et cetera, bring in love energy, they're tapping into the light of the darkness, and then you're hooked up to alien energies, like I said before. Then you're in mind. So whatever you do in mind is the darkness. So I'll repeat that. Whatever you do with mind energy is darkness energy. The biggest event that happened a long time ago, which maybe some of you have participated in, is the, I think it was either 1986 or 87, maybe in 87, which was the first harmonic convergence, okay? So what happened then? People tapped into it. It had worldwide meditations at a given time, and a lot of the New Age churches got involved with this here. I think Unity Church and Religious Science both did that, and maybe other churches too. So you have all these people, in a sense, connecting to, praying to, giving their energy away to be hooked up to these aliens. Remember, like I say, when you pray to a God outside of yourself, a God energy, and you pray, doing any kind of prayer work, P-R-A-Y, then you're at pray, P-R-E-Y, to what you're praying to. You're putting on the T-shirt with the bullseye on it. And this is what these people are doing now, is that they're doing the same exact thing right now, maybe today, and who knows how long they're doing it. I would suspect that at 9 o'clock maybe this morning and maybe 9 o'clock this night, since there's a 9 in there. And next year it's going to be probably 10. And last year it was 8, okay? And it might be 9909, you know, as far as the minutes and seconds. But whatever it is, you can guarantee that they're thinking that they're doing this wonderful job for humanity here. But actually, what they're doing is they're bringing in darkness energy, keeping people from ascending, because the darkness knows about these conditions. And this is the way that you open up stargates and wormholes, and you bring in the alien energies here, only because of ignorance, okay? And people think that they're doing this wonderful thing for the planet, that the Earth spirit's suffering, that it doesn't need, you know, or it doesn't know how to handle itself. And what you're doing is you're giving the Earth spirit, with all these people, maybe millions of people doing this here, a psychic attack, okay, along with us humans. So you're bringing in all these dark ET energies that is infesting the planet now, taking away your free will. So it's even worse. So I'm going to count to 10. We'll have the light ship come and at least disconnect the people who are listening here on this particular BBS show. And then we'll go from there. So here we go. So 1, 2, and this will also work on the archives. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So there we go. So if you happen to maybe possibly, or you know somebody who maybe got on a conference call today to bring in this wonderful love energy or something like that, remember that you got connected, or they got connected to the darkness because you went outside of yourself. And this is what people do all the time. They think that they're doing this wonderful thing for humanity, and all they're doing is bringing in darkness, bringing in the mind energy of the aliens, okay? So I'm not a proponent of aliens. There are some good ones out there, I'm sure, but why are there? You know, why haven't they shown up physically here or energetically to get rid of what we're suffering here? Remember, we have people dying of situations every day of lack of food. Naturally, we have wars, and where are they to bring in, you know, and help us with this energy? So I won't go too far into that, but this is what people do, and the only energy out there in the darkness is the energy of these beings that may be turned away from the light. Maybe they have a spirit or so on their body, and maybe they're getting a payoff for some reason, so they're able to sell your free will. So they're able to connect energetically and not protect us here. And then you have the ones that don't have a spirit or so on their body, and that's the ones that we mainly talk about, because that's the ones that are interfering with our free choice, free will. Remember, we have a horoscope, you know, your natal chart, and this is why we have problems here. We have all these planets controlling us. So anybody who thinks they have free will here, when you know about the planets, which everybody should, it's real common, it's in every newspaper, they talk about the positive things, but they don't tell you about all the negative ones, where it's taking away your life force energy while you have your barcode on you for your death barcode, alien death barcode, which we do on the website to get it released from you. So I can go on and on, but we're going to get rid of this energy tonight here, you know, because otherwise it's going to bring so much harm to the planet here. It's going to be just very, very bad. And people get in line to do all this stuff. They think they're doing a wonderful job. There's a lot of practitioners out there that are actually being controlled by the darkness because they had implants put into them, and they're being transmitted by, you know, to the aliens are connecting to them. Remember, once you get hooked up, you're hooked up. You're on that fishing line, and you can't get rid of it. Very, very difficult. This is why I have the Dark Side Practitioner on the website, so you can try to get away from these. Also, the alien attack removals. So here we go. I'll count to 10 again, and you're going to feel the energy shift around you as the light ship is going to come to try to ward off, I won't say try, they will ward off some of this alien energy here and put the planet back into free choice, free will, as much as they can right now, or at least get it back to where it was before this day started. So here we go. 1, and you may just feel a big energy shift happening. This is where they actually have spiritual warfare, getting rid of this stuff here. This is where the light fights the darkness. Have you ever seen lightning go from side to side in the sky? That's what it is. So here we go. And also you can look at the chemtrails and also the ship clouds. The lenticular clouds that are in the sky, the flat bottom clouds, remember they just sort of showing up, you know, maybe 10 years ago. Remember the old days, if you're an older person, the clouds are always like cotton balls. Why are they flat bottomed? Hello. Get a clue. Here we go. And they're, you know, just up in the sky, maybe at 10, you know, to 20,000 feet, giving you mind control transmissions. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring in some more energy. You can watch the light beam here if you wish. It'll come through your monitor screen and give you some love energy. This is what you want to basically get to yourself when you connect to your heart is just basically peace. Remember, the light doesn't really have any emotion to any of the energies. It'll just give you peace and calmness so you can connect to your spirit. So here we go. Again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Sylvia, we'll see how that works out here. And the light shift is now helping to balance people out here. So if anybody wants to comment how they felt during these two little sessions here, that'd be wonderful. So back to you, Sylvia.
Great. That's wonderful. So I will mention Annika is on the fast chat and had a very good comment and suggestion for people. And she's mentioning that in her experience with using Ron's website on the there's an ET parasite clearing section of the website where you can go and do those healings right online 24/7. And she has actually used that to have the light ship clear away ship clouds when she saw them and maybe was experiencing, you know, energy from those ships. So you can go in there and you can actually just type in or select from the drop-down menu to have a clearing for the ship clouds. And she's seen and experienced a lot of quick results from that with the light ship, as have other people. But thank you, Annika, for mentioning that, because that's a great tool that you can use anytime if you see that kind of activity appearing in your own area and you'd like to clear that.
Yeah, I think it's $1 a day, basically, what it is, but $10 a week, $30 for the month, I think. So, you know, that's what you want to do. You know, that clearing on the website is mainly for people who have been under attack by aliens. I don't want to get too much into this stuff here because it kind of, it's not what I want to talk about tonight, but it's designed, I put it up for people because when I go to expos and I do lectures, people come up to me and they try to pull me aside and they go, Ron, you know, I can't sleep at night. I'm under attack by aliens. They come into my room, et cetera. I've been up on ships. I know this. Women come to me and say, you know, I have a family up there. I have a lot of children, and they take my eggs, and I carry fetuses for like a month and a half. And, you know, I can go on and on and on, sperm samples. And that's why I put it up on the site, so that you're able to have protection. And the light beam will be activated for 8 days, so... And for a lot of people that have used this, they come to me and say, man, this is like a godsend. I hate to use that word, God. I'll say dog sand, okay? I don't want to connect to any of the aliens out there. You know, you can watch the movie 10,000 B.C. That's another one about God. So anyway, you know, like John Lennon said, you know, get rid of religions. All you need is yourself, your spirit inside of you. That's your own divinity. That's where you're going to get your power from. Nothing outside of yourself will ever be... as connected to the light as you are already. And so this is why on this program we try to do that for you. We try to show you how to go to your heart center, and I'll do that right now for people. And so you're able to connect with your own guidance. And this is you should be doing this daily, you know, so that you do get your guidance. Anybody who gets information inside of their head, that's the mind control energy. And most people use that, and the aliens, we'll call them, do this, and they transmit energies to you, thinking that you're getting your spiritual guidance. You'll bring in the masters, saints, and angels that way inside of your head. and you know, you're all of a sudden running some kind of energy that you know nothing about, but it sounds great to you. And it can also give great healings. The darkness can heal wonderfully, because they gave you the situation. They know the formula to undo you. So anyway, let's get away from that here. So here we go. We're going to do a mind-to-heart drop. And this you should do daily. I'd recommend doing this maybe when you wake up in the morning, especially when you have an upset situation in your life and you want to get centered. So the process is very simple. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. And you can count backwards from 10 to 1. Remember, you have to command the energy. And so here we go. We're dropping down, and if you're very sensitive, you can actually feel your mental body coming down and surrendering to your heart. And once you're in your heart center, then you can actually feel the energy, and you can talk to your spirit. Remember, your spirit normally would be just as loud as the voice inside of your head, except the darkness came in and gave you mind energy. Now the mind talks to you. But your spirit should be talking just as loud as you normally get your information. But through all these lifetimes that people have had, and the body's conditioned to darkness, and so is your spirit trying to fight its way out of it, you know, we don't have all that information. So here we go, and it's hard to get out of it. And it's hard to stay in a peaceful situation. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll put some music on and connect to your spirit. You should feel very peaceful. And now you're in the present moment. And you cannot, it's impossible to get a negative thought when you're in your heart center. Bringing more of the drop-down energy here to get you centered in case you're just not there yet. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everyone. That's wonderful. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you again.
Okay, I think I heard a caller come in. Do we have a caller on the line?
Hi, good evening, Sylvia and Ron. It's Joni.
Hi,
hey, Joni.
Hi, how
welcome,
are you?
Welcome, and thanks for calling in.
Oh, thanks. I have this question that's been driving me nuts lately. I get these noises in my bedroom, and it's worse when I turn the light off and try to go to sleep. And I thought it was the mini blinds, so I took them down the other day, and it's just and it wasn't it, but it sounds like this clatter. So my question is, because in the past at this place that I'm currently at, I've had some spirits come in, and they started a vacuum cleaner, and it was moving, and the chandelier was swinging, and a dish rolled over. So the question is, can spirits, you know, soulless beings, make noises to keep someone awake just to agitate them? Or is it,
yeah,
I can't figure out where this noise is
coming
from.
Yeah, they can do that. They can
no place
turn off light switches sometimes and put them on. Well, what you might want to do is, I don't know, if you want to play around with it, you can. You might ask it what it wants, what it needs. It might want to actually be sent to the light. Okay, that's a possibility too. Okay. Sometimes I'll give you I won't go into that, but I was going to talk about a lady that I worked with, many, many, many years ago. What happened with her is that all of a sudden she had this vision of this gigantic dragon, and that was following her. And she called me up, and she was hysterical, crying, and upset, you know. So basically, I removed it and gave it a healing because it wanted to go to the light. So I did an emotional clearing on her, and it saw the energy and it wanted to go to the light. So it came into her realm of experience. Okay, so from there I released it, and you know, it went away, and then I said, well, do you want to feel this energy again, you know, because it's really a loving being. It just needed some help. And she about flipped out again. She was, oh, no, you know. And I said, well, you know, this thing, you know, really wants to thank you because you allowed it to go into the light to get out of the darkness, to get out of the mind of the darkness energy of the dark, you know, aliens. So she goes, well, is it okay? I go, yeah, it's fine. It's a very loving being. So I brought it in, and she felt it, and it was just really, really loving, but it just scared the hell out of her. And from there, it stuck around here for maybe about a year as like a little spirit guide, and she loved it. It would, you know, fly on the top of her car. She'd say she'd be getting going down the freeway, and there'd be situations, and all of a sudden the cars would move away, you know. So whatever it was doing, it was actually helping and protecting her as this loving being. And then it went to the light after that. But, so they can do many things. I get people call me saying they hear, like, thumps in the room or something. And they go out and look to see what it is. And, you know, nothing's on the other side of the wall or something. But, yeah, it may want to just go to the light. You might ask it if it wants to go to the light. And if so, just put the website on and bring the light beam up and say they can enter into the light to the light beam. That would work very, very, very fine. Any other thing, Joni? Does that help you?
Well, no. So it is true that they can make noises to
They want to get your attention. Now, either they're trying to scare you out of the house because they think that they live there and you don't, you know, and they have ownership.
Yeah, they totally do trying to get my attention, definitely.
The other thing is that maybe they want to go to the light and they're trying to tell you that they need some help. Okay? And either way,
I will
the light
try that.
Now,
thank you.
The light beam will take care of them.
All right, so just put the lights on my
screen. Remember, these are emotional bodies typically that are floating around. So,
yeah.
And they should not be on this planet. Remember, the dark side severed the connection. Hopefully, at some point, the light ship, along with the Earth spirit, you know, we'll be able to take away the emotional bodies here, and then we'll have no more entities. And the whole world here will change instantly on a dime. But you remember, the light ship only does ascension. So we can't really have it do everything that we wish, because it's not here to do that. It's here to help you for the ascension process, to get the cellular memory released from your body, which is why I do these eight-hour calls and stuff on Sundays and, you know, all the sessions that I have. But, you know, it's not here to fix everything that the Earth has wrong with it, only because it'll be taken care of at ascension time. So for myself, what I would look at is that maybe these beings want to go to the light, and they're stuck here. They're landlocked, and just, you know, ask the light being to try to help you with that. They might just flee and go somewhere else, too. And that's a possibility.
Well, that would be nice.
If it happens,
really annoying.
Let me know, Joni, and I'll work with you one-on-one and get them out of your place.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Normally, when we put on the light being on the monitor screen, everything in your house becomes neutralized, we'll say, turns into love energy. So these things normally do not hang out. And the ones that do, in fact, we'll do a healing here for the darkness. So let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. This I do off and on. And what we're going to do is bring in, ask that any being listening now, since you all have, you know, speakers on your computer, and this will also work on the archive, so any being that's around you, in you, listening, that wants to go to the light, it could be an extraterrestrial energy, it could be an entity, it could be anything, it doesn't make any difference. It's now going to have a chance to leave, and it'll leave through the light beam, and this is just the way it works. So we're going to count to 10, and you might feel your body get chills in it, you might feel your hair stand up on end, which means that they are leaving. So here we go. Count to 10, and at 10, they will be out of your place. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we're actually doing a healing on the darkness. And this is just wonderful. I really enjoy doing this here, because a lot of beings go. I feel a lot of them running through me back to the light ship. It's just a very rewarding situation, because these things have been in darkness for so long that they want to experience light. And so this is one way that they can do that. So they may be trying to get your attention, because they have no other way to know about this here. So here we go. I'll do it again. And if they have any of their friends that are maybe that stuck here, that they can come back now and talk to all their friends and relatives or whatever, and they can now gather them too and release more energies that want to go to the light. And if they do have a physical body, which we cannot see, of an alien life form, maybe in a different dimension, that life form will still exist, although it will have a spirit in it. And this is what they get, is a spirit. And then you have free choice, free will. You're not being controlled by the controlling faction of the aliens, like your natal chart and everything else. The controlling factions cannot, you know, typically, I'm not exactly right on saying this here, but it cannot really, you know, affect these beings that much after this process here, because they'll be disconnected and having a spirit or soul. Then they're going to go to their own, say, planet that they choose to go to, etc. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So until ascension time happens, the light ship is not typically in a sense, full power to do all the healings that people ask for, okay? But sending these beings to the light is what they are doing. And you cannot typically send something to the light, because it would have to go through your own spirit. So it's not outside of yourself. So if you think you're sending light energy to somebody, or you're trying to send a being to the light ship will not accept that. Okay? You're sending it to the light of the darkness. So when you think you're sending somebody some white light or positive light, you're just sending them light of the darkness, and they're being hooked up more to the alien source of mind control.
So unfortunately, there's too many books out on the darkness posing as light. Remember, like I say, all you need is one book, one page, and that's, we'll say, go within. And you can take your whole metaphysical library and just get rid of it. I would not pass it on to a used bookstore, because why would you want to feed people information that's not of truth, okay? So this is why Jesus said, you know, to forgive everybody, because they don't know what they do. Very interesting. And this is why you want to always go inside. This is what he said, too. The kingdom is within you. Don't go outside of yourself. He had alien attacks, too. He's been on this planet forever. And this is the situation that we're in. So you want to get into a positive framework, which is your own spirit. Your spirit knows what's right and wrong. If you want to bring in an archangel to you or Jesus or something else, go to your spirit. Do that drop down. Count from 10 to 1. That's an easy way of doing it. And you may have to do it maybe 5 to 10 times at first. And you may only be able to stay in your heart for maybe 5 seconds. But the more you do it, the longer you can stay. And then you're going to notice that you're out of time. When you're out of time, you're in the flow of your spirit energy. Then you have communication, if you can receive that from your spirit and your guidance. It will never come into your head. So if you think you're getting spiritual information from your head, then that's the light of the darkness posing as the dark energies, or posing as their dark energies of light. Remember, the darkness created light of artificial intelligence. So you want to get light energy, what your spirit is. Let your spirit be at the doorway so that when you bring in something, if you want to bring in the energy of one of the archangels and have your spirit bring it in, it will not allow darkness to come into it. And this is why it's so important to stay heart-centered. But the light ship will not accept anything as you try to bring something to it, because it would actually terminate it. Because anything that is not a pure 100% light would have darkness in it, and it would not come to the light ship. And this is why this program is so important, because you're able to go on the light ship through these programs and through my conference calls, because the energy is connecting to you. So that's basically kind of in a nutshell. So that's the way it works. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, you know, we have quite a few questions, Ron, on the fast chat, and some wonderful comments, too. Going back to what we were talking about earlier, I think we had both Annika and Kimberly saying that by using that monthly website like you were talking about, you know, that unlimited usage to be able to prevent attacks or clean up attacks and things like that, that they've had, you know, no more bad dreams or different attacks and so forth. So it's great. Thank you guys for putting those wonderful comments on the line. And let's see. Are you ready to field a few questions, Ron?
Sure. We got maybe 10 minutes, so yeah, we can do that.
Some fast answers.
You know, on this program. If you
know,
if anybody listening. You know, we're already in it like 45 minutes. You know, we're all in the present moment. We're not in time any longer. And try to think of a really, you know, negative thought. More than likely, you're going to be in your heart center, and your heart does not know about negative thoughts. You know, all it knows is what's in the present moment. This is why the light, you know, has no preconceived future, because the future is created moment by moment. So predictions, prophecies, all that is the dark side energy that people are tuning into. And the dark side is just telling on itself, about itself, and it's seeing what it wants to do to you. This is why you have, like I said, a natal chart, which is going to tell you all about your life. So this show, I'll just say, is for the first-timers. When they hear this, they don't know what to think, because all of a sudden they have to realize that at some point, after you hear about 6 of these shows or more, you can go to the archives. They're all pretty much the same. It's the same information, maybe said a little differently. You finally realize that what you've been fed and told in this lifetime is a bunch of lies, you know, is not of spiritual integrity. And then you have to get rid of that belief system. And for a lot of people, man, it's impossible, because you realize that your whole life has to turn around and go into a different direction. And so this is the hardest thing. And the hardest thing, too, is once you finally realize that the truth is inside of you, then you try to tell all your friends that, and then you have to try to change their belief system. And they don't want to change your belief system for anything because it's working for them. Whatever they believe in is going to work. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. This is the way the darkness works, but the light only works in the now. So like I said, there's no preconceived energies. There's no future. There is a past because you lived the past, but there's nothing that's going to be predictions of anything because it doesn't exist. The light works moment by moment. So if you want to also view some information, just scroll down maybe a little ways on the fast chat underneath my list of services there, and you can see different things here. You can experience the Divine Jesus energy on the BBS website here. We have the Light Being Doctors up now, 17 Divine Energies of Jesus, looks like here, of Creation Energies. There's sample healing, so you can just go on there and have a wonderful time. So, back to you, Sylvia. Did I answer the question?
Okay, so here's some questions from listeners on the Fast Chat. We have Hello on the line, and they're asking, are women supposed to be experiencing menopause symptoms, and what's the best healing for that?
Boy. I know that people who have had the planetary clearing, that gets lightened up somehow. I'd have to, you know, you'd have to probably talk to some women that have that. I just don't know, being a male, for myself, I look, you know, I used to always look at the moon and kind of like cringe, you know. I mean, what the heck is that thing doing to me? You know, it's awfully bright, doesn't move. Which kind of strange, you know, to me is strange. You know, might be some reason for that, but it always looks the same. And I thought planets turn and things turn around, you know, but aside from that, there's probably a scientific answer. But aside from, you know, switching gears here, after having the clearings that I've been doing, you know, I look at the moon now and, you know, I just say, you know, you disgust me because of what you've been transmitting to this planet here, causing all these problems here for mind control. So I don't even get affected by it. I just look at it as just a thing, just like all the other stars out there and things. So I don't get affected one day, you know, one way or the other. People talk about now we're going into retrograde or something, you know. So that's what I say. It doesn't matter. I'm not connected to these energies. If anybody wants to come on and maybe testify for that, too. That'd be wonderful, or at least do something on the fast chat. Because most people, once they have this clearing, the planetary clearing, you don't get affected. It doesn't exist because you're out of the energy. You're out of the cording mind control energy of the planets. They code your body. The planets are body-connected energies, where the parallel lifetimes are your spirit-connected energies. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, well, you know, it's very interesting, you know, how hospitals and different places, police stations fill up when the moon is full, and if no one was affected in that way by those energies, it would really be wonderful. We have Mia on the line, Ron, and she's asking if we could have a sample of that planetary disconnection.
Sure. So there's typically a couple thousand planets that are cording you, cording your body. So I want you to check. So this is the way you can validate the healing. Think of a physical pain in your body because you probably have a cord connected to you. And remember, it's a two-way street. So they give you implants. They give you mind control transmissions along with physical body pain. So if you have any pain, then what I want you to do now is to just kind of focus on that pain. And we're going to take away 10 planets and just see if you feel better. Okay? And your spirit's going to help do this here. So first planet released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. I'll do 10 more. 11 released, 12 released, 13 released, 14 released. Oh, man, this 15 is a rough one. 15 released, 16 released, 17 released, 18 released, 19 released, and 20 released. There we go. So you should feel some energy changing. Like I said, these are controlling energies for your body, telling your body what to do. Remember, you don't have free choice, free will here, because these planets are courting your physical body. And the outside of the whole situation, these planets are going to kill you. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have another question, which I believe was from Pauline, which was when you were talking about the way that the ETs have brought us mind control transmissions, and which clearings would be the best that would actually make it harder for them to do that to us.
Okay, the ETs can work through dark side practitioners. That's how they work a lot of times. They'll give somebody an idea of what to do, and the person will get the idea. Remember, this is how books are written. People think they're tuning into the divine energy, source energy, when they connect to the collective consciousness energies. They connect into universal mind. All these things are dark energies. Remember, it's all inside of yourself, through your spirit, not outside of yourself. And this is where our books come from. I often wonder why the aliens didn't give us a car that ran on hydrogen in place of gasoline, okay? Years and years ago. You know, maybe they did, and you know, the powers to be didn't want that. But anyway, I won't go into that thing. So what was the question again?
The question is, what clearings would be the best, you know, for making it harder for ETs to be able to give us mind control transmissions?
Okay, yeah, you want to get on the website and pay the $30 a month, and to get onto the alien transmissions, dark side removals, the worms, the octopus energies. All of these things can do it. I know one of the drop-down bosses, I think we have probably about 50 different alien races there, and just go on there and get rid of them. Put up the alien page and bring up the light beam and select it. If you haven't been to that, you owe it to yourself to go to it. It'll definitely help you out, because the light beam can stay on for 8 hours when you're sleeping, and it can help get rid of these things. Remember, when you do it for yourself, you're also helping everybody else on the planet, because these races are competing for you. So most people just think, well, there's only maybe one or two races out there. Well, there could be thousands of them, okay? And they're all competing to take away your life force energy, because they want your spirit energy. And this is how they work. They want your life force. So people think there's only one or two. People who just get started on the movement of UFO stuff, you know, they talk about the grays and how bad the grays are. Well, that's, you know, the grays are just one race out of probably millions. So you have to realize that there's a lot of them out there. Just get on there and put that site up and get yourself cleared. And you're going to find out. And you can also go to unknown on it. But do look at it. It might look kind of exhausting at first. But like I said, you're going to find out that this page on the website, this clearing, is probably your best friend. And, you know, people get on it at night when they get under attack. How do you get under attack? How do you know about it? Your body will jerk at night before you go to sleep, or when you're sleeping, you feel pinpricks in your feet. You know, in your body may start to have pain. You may get cramps. So this is them doing this to you. And that's basically it. And our time's kind of running out. We need another hour for this show here, but we may extend it out. We can continue on if you want to do the same thing here. I don't want to be too negative, but we could probably do it maybe Friday night here. So we'll see what happens. But you want to get into your spirit energy. And your spirit is your healer. And the website is there to help you with the alien attack removals.
If I can just add briefly to that, I know we're out of time, but in addition to that page that Ron's talking about, you know, the Sunday intensive marathon calls that he's doing are phenomenal, and he's working, the lightship is clearing all those things away, clearing off the things that have been attached to our bodies that are actually the interface that makes it possible for the dark side to come in and give us those transmissions. So it's really the best thing you can do for yourself is to really get on to those special weekend calls. They're very priced, you know, very affordably. You know, if you had to do each one of those in a one-hour healing session, it would be very expensive. And for the whole month, something like 28 hours of healing plus on the light ship continuously between those is $200. So that's just amazing. But aside from the money part of it, the people that go on to that have just really been experiencing being able finally to walk into a whole new paradigm of living in the connection with their own divinity, more and more present with each call, and less and less being affected by any of the dark energies with every single call. So that's really, really important. If you would like more information on that, just give Ron an email, connect with him, and just do it. It's the best gift you could give to yourself and to your family. Spouses are half off. Children under 18 are no charge. It's just a really remarkable thing. So I'm sorry we're out of time. We'll be back Friday, same time, station 2. Actually, it starts 5 minutes earlier, so 5 minutes before 7 Pacific time. And on Friday, we may be able to go a little extra to get some more of your questions answered. So I'll just sign off and turn it back over to you, Ron, and say blessings, everyone.
Okay, so energize the light beam, and we'll bring in some beautiful peace energy for everybody. It'll be on your monitor screen for half past the hour. So here we go. I'll count to 10, then I'll sign off. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And see you people Friday. And blessings to all of you. Goodbye, everybody.